The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Search teams were working in an area near Walnut Creek, less than 10 miles from where the remains of Virginia Tech student Morgan Harrington were found, when they made a grim discovery Saturday. Charlottesville Police Chief Tim Longo told reporters,
"Sometime before noon today, a search team from the Chesterfield County Sheriff's Department was searching an abandoned property along Old Lynchburg Road in southern Albemarle County when they discovered what appears to be human remains."
Soon after, he said, Hannah Graham's family was notified.
Detective Sergeant James Mooney of the Charlottesville Police Department made a very difficult phone call and reached out to John and Susan Graham to share with them this preliminary discovery. Again, these are human remains, and forensic tests need to be conducted to determine the identification of those remains. But nonetheless, we wanted to be quick to share that information with the Graham family.
Because the body was found outside city limits, Albemarle County Police Chief Steve Sellers took charge of the death investigation, ordering a search of the area for additional clues and asking the public for help.
We would ask anyone who lives in the area of Old Lynchburg Road or is familiar with that area and recalls seeing any suspicious activity or vehicles following Hannah's disappearance on September 13th, or seeing an individual fitting Jesse Matthews' description in that area about that time, to please contact the Albemarle County Police Department.
Reporter Hawes Spencer found one man who lives near Walnut Creek Park. James Gibson said he'd seen Matthew many times driving his taxi through the neighborhood.
He used to speed down through here. He would run on top of you. Every time he come through here, he would speed.
His daughter-in-law, Tiffany Gibson, was also familiar with Jesse Matthew Jr., who is now in prison, charged with kidnapping Graham and linked by forensic evidence to the Morgan Harrington case.
When we seen him, you know, he'd wave, he'd say hello. You know, it wasn't a person that, you know, when we found out he was in jail for murder or kidnapping, we wouldn't think that someone like that would do such a thing.
And James Gibson told Spencer that some years ago, Matthew lived nearby with his mother and stepfather.
He stayed out here behind me. It'd been a long time ago. Might have been 4 or 5 years. He knew everything around here, where to go and what to do. He knew where to go.
How do you feel about the news today that they discovered a woman's body in Walnut Creek Park?
I feel bad, you know, I hope she wouldn't be gone, you know. But I know the good Lord got her, and the good Lord going to take care of her.
Police expressed thanks to all of those who had helped in the search for Hannah Graham and canceled any further plans to look for her until results from the crime lab come in. I'm Sandy Houseman.